Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
Livestock futures were all over the board throughout the day today. The October lives were up 40 at 127.22. The October live cattle, of course, really catching a bid the last 2 days, and were significantly off the lows from the first part of October, a little over $7 off the lows. So really good comeback. There was some 126 reported traded today, so that's $2 higher than last week, and that's helping lift those as we go into expiration. The next month out, which would be the December live cattle, we're going to be up about 12 at 131.57. February is 57 higher at 136.95. Feeder cattle generally lower except for the Octobers. They were at 156.50, up 52. The index currently 155.19, which is at this point 2 days old, but that was up $1.05 yesterday. So not quite converged just yet, but November, the next month out, lower all day long, down $1.30 at 158.47. January is 158.95, down 165, and then March is 150 lower at 160. So the feeder cattle were a little bit weaker, and then the hogs also weaker, 60 to 80 cents lower. Midday boxed beef was $1.41 lower on choice at 283.35. Select down 44 at 262.10. Choice select spreads $21.25.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, grain futures took us on quite a bit of a ride today, especially the corn. We finished anywhere from 10 to about 14 higher. December corn was up 13 and 3 quarters at 557 and a quarter. The July of next year up 12 and a half at 569. Beans rallied midday and throughout the morning, but then sold off the second half of the day. November's were 1 1/4 cent higher at 1239 and a quarter. January's 2 1/4 at higher at 1249 and 3/4. The high today was 1266. So that's roughly 17 cents off the high midday. Chicago wheat 7 to 10 higher. Kansas City 5 to 8 higher. July Kansas City 774 and a half, up 7 3/4, touching on previous highs. Minneapolis wheat unchanged to 6 higher. And then the cotton futures surged today. We're up 180 in the December. March is up 177. So December is 110.52. The March is at 108.64. Egypt bought about 360,000 metric tons of wheat, zero from the United States. It was mostly Russia, Ukraine, and Romania wheat. So nothing here in the U.S., but that was enough to keep wheat futures surging here today. And then the outside markets, the Dow Jones down today. It's down about 190 right now, 35,450. S&P is down about 9.5.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.